Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome again to Chicks Talking Footy. You've got with Fiona, Danae and Bree. We've all been busy, haven't we?
You think we were
playing footy. Danae, have been very busy. You've been to, well, we had the Pride March on Sunday.
That's right.
And then the Meet the Captains of the AFLW event was on today. So I've been busy at all of those events and there's much more to come. So welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Breezer. Breezer, Feezer and Danae.
All right. Deezer, I'll do Deezer.
You missed out on the Pride March though, didn't you?
I did, yes. FOMO, big time.
Tiger, what is going on?
I had to put family first.
Okay. Don't say family first.
Not on this show.
Not that we're political in any way. Okay.
Okay, but I am very interested with how the day panned out, girls. So fill me in. You all marched?
We did.
What was the vibe like?
It was amazing, actually, because we marched with the AFL Pride Collective.
Yep.
So there was the Pink Magpies.
Oh, you're going to memory test me
Purple Bombers.
Now.
Yep. Yeah.
The Golden Tigers.
We met them.
Yeah, they're new.
You've got to join them.
I know. I've got to join them.
Rainbow Swans and Rainbow Crows.
Yeah, Beck was loving having her Rainbow Crow. She wore the Rainbow Crows T-shirt.
She will be president soon, won't she?
She wants to be president of the club. The Blue Roos didn't show up. Maybe someone could tell us what happened there.
Might be busy.
Might be a bit busy on Pride March.
Well, who isn't invited into 15 different groups to participate in the Pride March?
Yes, that's right. And Saints Pride was the other one. You can't miss them. So Matt Finnis, CEO of St Kilda, was down there, and Sam Gilbert, one of the players, Jason Ball, of course, was there marching with the Saints. So it was just it was the first time that all of the groups had come together like that and marched at Pride March.
Yeah, and I heard it was massive, like really well attended this year.
Yeah. I don't know what the exact numbers were, but
In terms of the crowd, I heard 45,000 in the streets and 168 floats. Sorry, not floats, groups.
Groups.
I come from a parade background. So that's probably 20 or so more than usual. So I think a lot of participants. Yep. And it was a beautiful day, so plenty of people on the streets of St Kilda.
Okay. And so just give me a highlight. Danae, what was your highlight for the day?
Ah, wow. Gosh, you're really testing me. That was Sunday. That was so many events ago.
It was. So true.
The highlight was actually just hanging around all the different groups, because I don't think we mentioned the Ruby Demons. So,
of course. Katie Purvis marched with them.
Yeah, hanging out with people who have loved Aussie rules football, are big AFL fans and really want to promote safe and inclusive places for LGBTIQ AFL supporters. So yeah. Just hanging out in the park for the little while before the march, it was great.
Yeah. Also, I forgot to mention the Pink Magpies.
I think you did.
We'll be talking about their getting involved with the women's team as well. Oh, we did mention them. So many supporters groups these days. But anyway, we'll talk about what they're doing to support the women's team later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But Danae and I got together with, you went to the AFL Meet the Captains event.
Well, it was the AFLW launch today. So it was the official launch in a venue in North Melbourne, and then the photos and conversations
Arden
were recorded at Arden Street afterwards. But it was the real deal. Our mate Angela Pippos was the MC. We got to watch.
I saw some photos of her, stunning.
We got to watch the big TVC, the TVC on a big screen. That was great. And then Gillian McLachlan introduced Susan Alberti as the Premiership Cup ambassador. And then all the team captains were introduced. Gillian McLachlan talked as well, of course.
Fantastic. So you spoke to a few of them. We'll play that for you now.
Colin. Collingwood Football Club captain, Steph Kiyochi.
Steph. Hello, how are you going?
I'm Steph. Susanna and Denise.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, how are you going? I follow you. How are you going?
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Oh, I
love
do.
That.
I do.
Well, this
love
is
it.
That.
Perfect.
It's a pretty overwhelming day for supporters, administrators, yeah. volunteers,
yeah.
people. How's it for the players? You must be getting really ready to stop talking and start playing.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. I suppose it's been a massive build-up, but it needed to be because we needed to make sure that there was interest in what we're about to do. But you're right, it's at that point now where we're knocking on the door of the season beginning, and we just want to get out there and put on a show.
I'm going to be along with, you know, 450,000 people at the ground on Friday night.
Yep.
But I'm curious about round two. Who do you play in round two? Do you travel? Being Collingwood, you probably don't have to travel as often as everybody else. Isn't that
No, we're travelling twice, and I think we've got the long trip as well. We're over to WA and to Brisbane throughout the season. But no, at round two we've got Melbourne, and we'll host them at Olympic Park Oval, and really looking forward to that challenge. Obviously another Victorian-based team, and it'd be really interesting to see where they're at and where we're at after round one.
And of course, 1 week at a time, but I'm looking forward to April and May. Will you be having a break? Will you go back to your regular competition?
Yeah, so I think we get a couple of weeks in between the AFL Women's finishing and then our local league starting up, so in the VFL here in Victoria. And look, I'll probably head away. I'm a school teacher, so I get a couple of weeks off there, and probably works out perfect in terms of timing. But yeah, it's been a big pre-season and probably not a lot of time to yourself, so it'd be nice to sort of get away. But I'll be heading straight back down to Diamond Creek for the next season.
And how are you balancing the AFLW full-time commitment and the rest of your life at the moment? How are you feeling?
Yeah,
have you done your washing lately?
Yeah, I have done. It gets done late at night, but it does get done. Look, it is difficult at times, and a lot of us work full-time or are studying full-time, and I'm very fortunate that I'm a full-time teacher, but obviously had the school holidays, so the pre-season wasn't affected for me. But there are times where you're tired, but it's just about time management, making sure you look after yourself and listen to your body. And I think it's really important that people remember it's only a semi, when I say only, it's semi-professional, so it's 9 hours of training throughout the week and obviously some extra sessions, but it's all after hours, and they're looking after us because they do know it's semi-professional and it's not our full-time employment.
But you're the first captain of the Collingwood Football Club. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'm incredibly honoured and humbled to be representing the Pie Girls, and you know, it was a special moment for me, but we're just looking forward to getting out there now and you know, getting some wins on the board and hopefully playing off in that grand final.
Well, I hope you play Fremantle.
So do I. It'll be a good game. Thank you.
Thanks, Steph.
Thanks.
Now GWS Giants captain Amanda Ferrugia.
Hello, how are you?
And congratulations, Amanda.
Thank you. You're from Chicks Talking Footy.
I am. Mm-hmm. Joy 94.9.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
We're very excited about the season. And
so are we.
I'm from the West, so I barrack for Fremantle. So
okay, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm particularly keen to have a team to support. It must be pretty exciting to have a young club, and now you have three teams with the netball, your team and the men's team.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like? And the buzz at the moment?
The buzz is huge. We had our season launch a couple of nights ago, and that was a wonderful opportunity to see all three teams on stage together for the first time. And it really gives you a visual representation of all the hard work that's been put into each team. Each team has been working so hard. It's been really, really hot up in Sydney. The netball centre hasn't got any air conditioning, so those netball girls have been sweltering. And fortunately, as the AFL girls, we train at night when the cool change comes through. So a lot of hard work has been going into our preparation, and just now time to translate that onto the field.
And your first game is against Adelaide?
Correct.
Yeah, where are you playing, at Blacktown or
no,
in Adelaide?
No, we're playing in Adelaide at Theberton Oval.
Yeah, sure.
It's a bit difficult to pronounce. I had to get clarification from Chelsea Randall on how to say it properly. But we don't mind going down there. We had a state game down there halfway through last year. They've got nice fields and ovals. And look, at the end of the day, no matter where you're going, grass is grass, but it's about how well you play. So we're just looking forward to the challenge.
So is your captaincy an appointment, or were you selected by the leadership group?
I believe it was a vote. So each player was given a little piece of paper, and they were asked to nominate their first, second and third preference for who they would like to be the captain of the club. And I mean, we sat in a room together, and everybody kind of just took some time away and wrote the person's name down, who they thought would be the captain and the reason why. And look, I had no idea or inkling that I would be awarded the captaincy to be awarded the captaincy now makes me really realise how much of a responsibility it is. There obviously are going to be some challenges along the way, and obviously some, you know, media appearances and that kind of thing that is all really new to us. But look, it's an exciting role and something that I'm really, really enjoying at the moment. So it's a complete honour.
Hashtag never surrender. Good luck for the
Cheers.
Season.
Thank you very much.
Fremantle Football Club captain, Cara Donnellan.
I'm Danae from Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9. I'm a complete purple.
Lovely,
Perth,
so lovely.
Right behind you. I touched the cup for you.
So okay, thank you.
Got photos of that. When does the team arrive?
Yeah, so we fly in, we leave Perth Friday morning. So we land pretty much Friday afternoon because of the time difference. And into it. We'll have a bit of a recovery walk Friday afternoon and have our team meeting and have a pretty quiet night, probably watching the Collingwood Carlton game on TV.
Yeah, and some of the unknown elements of having an 8-week competition with travel and recovery. What's the plan for next week? You play at home next weekend?
We do. So we fly out of Melbourne on Sunday morning, first thing. Recovery on Sunday, Monday, and then into training. It will be a little bit different, obviously, because we're not flying. So really, you know, important to get the body right for round two straight after. So no doubt the strength and conditioning coach and also the medical staff will have, you know, all that planned well and truly ahead of time. And you know, we'll be starting pretty much Sunday morning, ready for round one.
I got to see
round two. Sorry.
Yeah, round two. I got to see some of the pre-season training, and I'm wondering. I won't ask you about the injury list because we probably can't do that. But how's the integration of players who are pretty new to Aussie rules footy?
Yeah, I think the vibe down at training, you know, has been magnificent. I mean, the girls that are new to the game, I suppose, have really, you know, blended in really well to the culture that I suppose footy has, and especially down at the Dockers. And you know, they're great characters and individual, you know, just what they bring to the table, each and every one of those new players is fantastic, and they add something different to the team. So you know, we've really worked hard on that relationship building off the field, not just on it, because obviously the stronger you are off the field as a group, it, you know, it really shows on the field. So we're really happy with where we're at as a group, and yeah, just ready to hit the ground running on Saturday night.
All the best.
Thank you.
Cara, I can't call you by your nickname because I vote for Fremantle, not for West Coast or Carlton, but of course you're known as Juddy, and I think that's a fantastic role model, and I'm sure you will be one in the future. How many games of footy have you played in your career?
Oh, wow. I've been playing for 14 years, so I mean, senior games, I'm about 170, I think, but including your junior, you know, junior games would be over 200, so I don't know what you want to count, but I'm called a veteran in the AFL world at the moment, just because I've been playing for so long, and we've got so many new girls coming through.
I hope it doesn't take you 12 years to play 100 games for Fremantle as the inaugural captain. All the best.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Adelaide Football Club co-captain Chelsea Randall.
I'm super excited about the alignment between Northern Territory and South Australia.
Yeah.
So go well, Crows.
It's brilliant, thank you.
I'm one of the Chicks Talking Footy on Joy, and we've got a crow in our team who is supporting you. So
fantastic.
All the best. How's
thank
that
you.
Alignment going? There must be exciting young players in NT.
Look, we are so excited about having a partnership with the AFL NT and with the Adelaide Crows. So as some people may look at it as challenging, for us, I believe it's a absolute strength that we come together and we take the time together when, you know, we only have 48 hours to bring each other in together and to play our football. So the girls jump at that opportunity and really make the most of being together.
So round two, where do you play in round two?
Round two, we're against Western Bulldogs here in Victoria, so at the Witten Oval.
So when will you come to Melbourne to play that game? How are the travel plans coming on?
I believe we'll either fly in on the Thursday night, and then we'll have, you know, the Friday fresh, and kind of go from there.
Do you know the next 8 weekends down pat? Do you know your fixture?
Yeah, look, I'm trying to remember them all, but at this stage we just kind of roll with one, round one, you know, get the job done, and then we move on. So it sounds cliche, but it's always the way, isn't it? So, you know, we always just look forward to round one, and then we'll have a look at where we need to be from there.
Please now welcome Melbourne Football Club captain Daisy Pearce.
Where are you from?
Chicks Talking Footy.
Oh, yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yep. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You must be really ready to play and stop talking.
I am, yeah. There's been lots of these wonderful events and milestones, which are great to see so many people turning out and interested in the game. But certainly as players, I'm looking forward to getting out there and hitting the track, getting a kick.
You've even got to wait till Sunday.
Yeah, it's a bit funny. Like, I realised a couple of days ago, oh, hang on a minute, I'm going to have to let everyone else play out their games first, and then we get our crack on Sunday afternoon. So, happy to wait, I guess, when it's going to be as exciting as it is.
And round two, where are you playing?
I think we're at Collingwood's home ground. I know we're playing Collingwood, but whether they change the venue or not, I'm not sure. But, we take on the Pies somewhere here in Melbourne, and wherever we end up, yeah, it should be a pretty physical contest. I watched them play in a practice match the other night, and it was really physical. Their tackling pressure was great.
What's the goal for the year?
Oh, the goal for the year for me personally, I want to perform at the highest level I can. I've put in the biggest pre-season I ever have, so I feel like I'm heading in pretty good shape. And as a captain, I'm hoping to play a big part in bringing this team together. I mean, it's the first time that we've played as a group, so I think one of the really vital things in terms of success is making sure that everyone feels really valued and a big part of the team, and the team that does that best, I think the results will speak for themselves.
Please welcome Western Bulldogs captain Katie Brennan.
The skill level has gone through the roof, and definitely, yeah, the fitness as well. We've got 9 hours a week within the club system to work on those areas, and we say it's not enough yet, but I think we've done as much as we can within that time, and we've been doing extra hours because we want to do extra hours as well. I think eventually, once we are a full-time profession, we'll be able to take our game to a brand new level. But I think we've done really well within the 3 or 4 months that we've had to develop ourselves as individuals and as a team. And we can't wait to get out there. It was a pretty emotional 24, 48 hours. It's something that I've wanted ever since I pulled on the red, white and blue, and probably dreamed of, when I was growing up. Kicking the footy around the backyard with my brother to be an AFL captain, and now that's the Western Bulldogs, and it's a club that I really loved from the start. It's been 3 or 4 years with them now, and just you feel a part of their culture, and it's meeting these girls day one of pre-season, we clicked really well, and it's such a great group. We've had a lot of fun, but we've worked really hard, and it's an absolute honour and a privilege to be leading these girls out.
I'm Katie Brennan from the Western Bulldogs. You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Wow, what a great day you had at the captain's meet the captains today.
It's the AFLW launch for the inaugural season.
We have had a question. It says, who's the AFL Women's Cup named after? Breezer. Do you know the answer?
It's not named after anyone at the moment.
Mm.
It's title free. Same with the, the
most valuable player.
Most valuable player and best on ground in a grand final.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all title free at the moment. So the AFL will announce that later on.
They're saving some things up their sleeves.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
There will be awards. We just don't know what they're called yet.
Yep. Okay, you just got an award.
Woo! Susan Alberti is the Premiership Cup ambassador, so you can imagine how fabulous she was this morning at the launch.
Yeah, she must be just beside herself at the
moment.
She's
pretty happy.
And Angela Pippos, who was emceeing the event, mm-hmm. she has been working very hard. Apparently she only had Christmas Day off, but she's put together a documentary called In a League of Her Own,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be playing after the women's match on Channel 7.
Yep, so, straight after.
And we'll be talking to her about that next week on the show.
We will.
However, we caught up with Romy Timmins today. I had to remember Romy, not Romy. Because I get her names wrong all the time. But she was absolutely lovely. She plays for the Western Bulldogs. Let's have a hear of what she had to say. Romy Timmins from the AFLW Western Bulldogs team. She plays the midfield and will be wearing the number 20 jumper this season. Romy, we've been busy learning all about all the players from the Women's League and can't wait to watch you all play over the next 8 weeks. Can you tell us?
I know, it's very exciting.
I know, we've been waiting for months. Can you tell us a bit about yourself? What's been your journey to playing professional football? When did you realise you love football?
Well, since I was a little girl, I used to play probably every sport you could name. And out of all the sports, I thought, nah, I want to give football a go. And obviously there was no girls team back then, so I played with the junior boys, being the only girl in the team.
That seems to be a common story.
Yeah, so I did that for a few years, and obviously when we got to about the age of 12, we got told we couldn't play anymore. So I was lucky enough, I think maybe a year or 2 years later, they started the youth girls competition. And then I played youth girls until I was about 16 years old. And
okay.
I had someone from the Berwick Football Club, senior club, contact me saying, could I go play a few games for them? And, yeah, I never looked back. So I played senior footy with Berwick for about 6 years, and then here we are today at the Western Bulldogs. So
you weren't one of those people that went and played another sport for a while and won some gold medals and then came back? You've managed to...
No gold medals here. I did do athletics for quite a bit of my life as well, but... Yeah, I did basketball, athletics and football, but, yeah, I really stuck football out. And
so, Romy, what's the vibe like at the club, at the Western Bulldogs now?
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal. Us girls have gelled really, really well.
Great.
It's a very family-orientated club with a really, really great bunch of support staff and crew and players. So I'm really, really lucky.
Because even though the Western Bulldogs have been one of the more established women's teams, when the draft happened, it all changed up quite a bit too, didn't it? So,
So they pulled girls from all different places. We've even got a girl here from Tassie. So
you've all had to get to know each other very quickly, and I guess practicing, you've been able to practice, but when you start playing games, that's when you really find out whether you work together as a team.
Yeah, well, I was unfortunate. I was in South Africa when the girls had their practice match, but they
what sort of excuse is that?
I know. So I was having a bit of FOMO, so missing footy quite a bit, but yeah. I couldn't really complain being in Cape Town on the beach. But I've watched some vision, and the girls did amazing in their practice match. We had a win over the Pies, so that was really good. And, yeah, they seemed to gel fantastically. So
many of the girls have talked about juggling work or study and footy, and you've obviously juggling South Africa and footy. So what do you do when you're not kicking a footy around?
I'm actually a kindergarten teacher, so been back on the job for 2 days now. But, a lot of the girls find it quite hard juggling both jobs because a lot of us work full-time, 5 days a week, and then getting to footy for three sessions a week and then a game. So it's quite hard, but I think it's all worth it in the end.
Actually, we were talking to Beck Goddard from the Crows a week or so ago on the show, and she's still a federal cop. So it's amazing what some of the women have to juggle and still play professional sport. So, well done to all the girls that are doing that.
Do you have a footy tipping competition in your workplace?
I think through the City of Casey. I don't actually get involved in the men's tipping, but there is a men's one. But it would be interesting to see if they start a women's competition, that's for sure.
Well, I'm part of the tipping competition for the women's. So,
very cool.
Yeah, on our little app.
The workplace on board.
Can you tell us about who some of your mentors or your heroes have been?
I've had this question a bit lately. My biggest mentor's probably been my dad. He's really pushed me to be the best I can all through my life and always got me to my sporting events, and I've always looked up to him. He's been a professional fighter, so karate, and started at the bottom and worked his way to the top. So, yeah, he's been a big inspiration of mine and my mentor, and
What sort of discipline has he helped you learn about being a martial artist?
Not so much the sport, but I think just pushing himself to be the best he can be and starting at the bottom. So, you know, working towards his dream, and he fought overseas in America in a world title. And, yeah, he's just always made me push myself to pursue a dream that I've had since I was little. So I've sort of followed in his footsteps, and here we are, living my dream.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the exciting things is that some of you and some of the players that are coming up through the Women's League are going to be mentors and heroes to some of the younger girls. Now, you know, I remember playing football as a young girl and looking up to some of the men, but not having really women to look up to. So it's exciting with the Women's League starting that that hopefully we'll get some mentors and heroes from the women's league.
Yeah, that's what really excites me. I've already had a few of my friends' little girls who play footy, and they've gone and got my jumper number, so that's really exciting. And yeah, and it really makes me happy to know that we're, you know, girls are looking up to us now that we never had when we were little. So
yeah, very cute.
Why have you chosen your number?
Well, there was about a selection of 10 left, and I have a thing with even numbers, and I'm a bit OCD like that, and I've always liked the number 20, so it wasn't in relevance to any play or anything, but
Chinese number.
The number 20. Yeah, nah.
Now, Danae is a Freo supporter, and I believe you're playing
this weekend. Oh, no.
You're playing.
First round competition.
So who do we have to look out for in the Bulldogs team?
Well, firstly, Danae's got to switch to get on the doggies bandwagon.
I don't know about that.
It's so not good.
I'll go for the doggies. I'm a Hawks supporter, so I can be flexible.
Oh, very good. we've got a few amazing players. We have Katie Brendan, of course, our marquee player, who's an amazing forward. We've got Maka, who's a great goal kicker. Quick little jet. We have a brilliant midfield side. And the girls in the back line have been working and training hard. So, yeah, I think the whole team have really got their own little, Yeah, they're just amazing. Their own skill and
A very sensible answer. But just to let you know, you're being talked up a bit today at the AFLW launch.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Yeah, so we'll be keeping an eye out for you. And who are you likely to match up on the weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I think we have to wait and see. I really don't know. So it'll be interesting. I'm hoping just to get a game because I've had such a bit of a break from training. Fingers crossed I get a game. But if not, I'll be on the sideline cheering on the girls.
As will we. We wish you all the best.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. It was great chatting.
We'll be getting down to Witten Oval a few times, I think, in the next 8 weeks. So very exciting.
Oh, fantastic.
Very exciting getting to know you. And we're busy learning about lots of players. So thanks so much for coming on to the Chicks Talking Footy Show. And
No worries at all.
All the best from me for the weekend.
I'm Alyssa Hickey from the Melbourne Demons, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Oh, we've had a couple of messages come in, ladies.
Excellent.
So good to say we've got some fans. One message says, "Hi, C's TF team. We can't wait, and the weather gods look like they're on our side for the kickoff on Friday. Hope to see all the Joy listeners there Friday night. Special hello to Danae. Cheers, Trish and Caroline."
Lovely. Hello back.
You've got real fans. Great hearing every week a new female football player and coach being interviewed. Love this week with Romy Timmons.
She was great, wasn't she?
I loved her.
Yeah. Good fun.
We'll cheer her on from the sidelines. What's going on this round?
Well, isn't it just fantastic that we're finally talking footy? The footy's back, girls. I know. And
I've had to correct a couple of people online about that. They said, it's still 28 days or whatever.
No.
Hang on.
It's back. It all starts on Friday night with a massive encounter at Icon Park. They've had to move it because it's proving so popular. The capacity of Icon Park, 22,000.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's going to be filled to the brim.
Do you?
Yeah, wow. I really do.
Gosh.
So let's preview the round, shall we? So Friday night, go.
No, you.
All right. Carlton, Collingwood.
You're the stats girl.
Yep. So I just want to mention that this game has a real Melbourne Uni mugger flavour.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of Melbourne Uni players on both sides playing on Friday night. So let's give them a call out. So on Carlton, playing for Carlton, we've got Maddie Kirk and we've got Gabriella Pound, who's in the leadership group. And then for the Pies, we've got Alicia Eva, Nicholas Stevens, and our very own Cecilia McIntosh.
Who's been on the show before.
I know. So
go well, girls.
Yeah, go well, girls. And that's to all the girls from Chicks Talking Footy. Go well to all the girls this weekend. So then, on Saturday, we've got Adelaide versus GWS.
Where is that? Is that playing in Adelaide?
Yeah, now we're going to have to get across these ovals soon, girls. So, Theberton Oval, I'm assuming it's in Adelaide because Adelaide's the first mentioned team.
It's Theberton, isn't
Theberton.
It? Anyway, we'll get the crow on.
I'm glad someone else mispronounces things.
So that's Saturday afternoon, and then Saturday night, we've got a big clash, and you'll be there, Danae. Dogs versus Dockers and Witten Oval.
How exciting.
How many Freo supporters do you reckon there'll be as a ratio?
1%.
1%. 1 to 100.
it's only maybe 9 or 10,000 capacity. Is it that many?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There was 6,500 at that All Stars game. So.
Yeah, and that felt full enough. The good thing is that that is on television.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. And we should also mention Katie Brennan was this week announced the captain of the Western Bulldogs. So congratulations, Katie.
Not a surprise, I have to say, but congratulations.
Yep.
And then we move on to Sunday and we've got the Demons versus the Lions out at Casey Fields.
Okay, looking forward to finding Casey Fields because I've never been there before. And watching...
Drive out on the East Link for a bit and take the right turn off.
The Brisbane Lions captain, Emma Zilks, is a ripper. So look out. I reckon they're going to be great.
Great. All right, so we've got an exciting first round coming up ahead. So one of the supporters groups that we met and connected with at the Pride March was the Pink Magpies.
Been around for a while, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been around for a good couple of years. But they're getting together pre-match on Friday and they're inviting other people to attend because they're getting right behind the women's
Fantastic.
Team.
Fantastic.
They had a big banner at the Pride Match, AFLW Pies banner.
Brand new banner,
straight from Officeworks to you. And they're inviting everyone to be part of that. They're trying to get a photo shoot with the team after the game. So you can get in contact with them at pinkmagpies@gmail.com or Facebook at pinkmagpies.
That's great.
So if you're a pie supporter.
I think they made it themselves too. I'm not sure that it's been manufactured by someone else. But anyway, brilliant. Pink Magpies are a great supporter group. So get along if you can. pinkmagpies@gmail.com.
Lovely bunch of people. Now, we need to say goodbye for this week now. It's been a busy show. But you can follow us and everything we're doing on Facebook, Chicks Talking Footy.
Instagram, Chicks Talking Footy.
That's right. You set that up this week. And Twitter.
Yep.
CTFJoy94.9.
That's right.
And we'll see you next week. Footy, footy.
It's Elizabeth Gore with the Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9 FM.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.